This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
And let me assure you, America's Obamacare nightmare is about to end. You know, despite the best efforts of liberal activists at town halls around the country, the American people know better. Obamacare has failed, and Obamacare must go. This failed law is crippling the American economy and crushing the American people. Talk about your fake news, folks. Just look at all the promises liberals made about Obamacare. Remember, they told us the cost of insurance would go down. They told us if you like your doctor, you can keep him. They told us if you like your health plan, you can keep it. And now we all know the truth. Today, Americans are paying $3,000 more a year on average for their health insurance. Last year, premiums skyrocketed by a stunning 25%. Millions have lost their plans and lost their doctors. Higher costs. Fewer choices, worse care. That's Obamacare. And if that weren't bad enough, Obamacare is also a job killer, and everybody in America knows it. Well, we're about to change all that by repealing Obamacare once and for all, eliminating its mandates, its taxes, and its intrusion into your business and into your lives. And best of all, with President Trump's leadership, Obamacare is going to be replaced with something that actually works. Something that's built on freedom and individual responsibility. President Trump and I want every American to have access to quality and affordable health insurance, which is why we're designing a better law that lowers the cost of health insurance without growing the size of government. We're going to let Americans purchase health insurance across state lines, the way you buy your life insurance, the way you buy your car insurance. We're going to make sure that Americans with pre-existing conditions have access to health insurance and the security they need. And we're going to give states the freedom and flexibility to take care of the least fortunate in the best way that will work in their state and in their community.
Vice President Mike Pence last night at CPAC. You know, the pundits have been twisting themselves up in knots. And understandably, you know, the Republicans have had a long time to talk about Obamacare. It's been 6 years. They offered what the House offered up over 20 bills for the president to sign that was going to, you know, put an end to Obamacare. Of course, you know, like the president was going to sign it. But here we are, and you're going, guys, you got to come up with something. And at least last night, Vice President Pence began to articulate a couple of key points about what the Republican Party is considering, what Donald Trump is considering in terms of replacing. Repeal is foregone. That's going to happen. No doubt about it. Now, what are we going to replace it with? And the Republican Party needs to get, you know, locked in step in terms of what they're presenting to the American people. I thought what Vice President Pence presented to the American people, you know, connected on a couple of key issues. Now, that starts to become the skeletal structure of what the Republicans will offer and what our health care will look like, you know, down the road once we get beyond this old bummer care nightmare that we've been living with. You know, I'm sure the pundits were wrestling a little bit and may not wanted to touch on Vice President Pence's articulation and vision of the Trump, you know, answer to Obamacare, okay? So tonight it will be the president, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, speaking to CPAC live and in person. So it should be a lot of fun as CPAC continues throughout this day and will wrap up tonight at the conclusion of the presentation of the speech by our president. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got Gary Byrne coming up next. Some Secret Service information you want to hear from him. All right? Stay with us right here. Looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We've been saying, even Vice President Pence said it last night as well. Look, it didn't stop in November. It's just the beginning. And this is an opportunity for conservatives, and one that maybe once, twice in a lifetime comes about. This looks to be the second time. And this is, as he says, our time. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Remember, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, keep those cards and letters coming in. We'd love to hear from you. Great comments. Great insight. Boy, you are a smart audience. I can't mess around with you. This is why we bring the experts on. They really know what they're talking about. So they give it, you get it straight from their brilliant minds and mouths to your ears, and what you choose to do with it is up to you. Gary Byrne is with us. Gary is a former Secret Service officer. He's been on with us many times. New York Times bestselling author. His book, as you'll recall, Crisis of Character. Gary, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you. I mean, you know, who would have thought? I mean, here you are, a Secret Service officer, that your life's trajectory would lead to a book that would become a New York Times bestseller, huh?
I know, it's crazy. I have to kind of pinch myself. It's been a great ride, and I greatly appreciate it. And thank you to radio shows like yourself, because as you know, mainstream media, with the exception of Fox News, blacked me out.
Right.
If it wasn't for you guys, nobody would have learned of my message. I appreciate it.
Well, Gary, it is one that needs to break through, continues to break through. And, you know, we love having you on to let us know what's going on, because so much is happening. I mean, right now you have the rise of this persona referred to as the deep state. Somebody in the shadows is, you know, flipping some switches here. It's even been suggested that our former president is connected to this. And you have an idea as to, you know, what is happening, because you were right there in the underground of the Secret Service.
Yeah, my take on it, it's similar to that. It's a little different. I mean, I think that it's quite possible that President Obama, you know, had something to do with it. He set up some stuff before he left. But I also think it stems way back to the Clintons. I think, you know, whether it's a joint effort between them, but they just still can't believe that they lost. Mm-hmm. They can't believe that the American people had the common sense to understand what President Trump was saying, and not listen to the crazy rhetoric that the left gets wrapped around. We understood what he was saying. We understood what he could do. We saw what he's already done in his life, and we decided to give him a chance. They can't believe that.
Exactly.
Do I think that the Clintons, and President Obama are pulling strings behind and helping motivate and. In some cases, literally pay these people, go and disrupt, you know, congressmen's meetings and make them look bad, Listen, what people have to understand is over 65 million people put Donald Trump in that office. That means everybody else, you know, Hillary Clinton lost. That's what you have to realize.
Right.
And they're going to do everything they can to make him look bad. And it's our job. You know, our job didn't stop with just voting for him. Our job continues. We have to keep voting for conservatives, for Republicans, keep getting them in office, and keep driving these crazy liberals out.
Well, Gary, ever since J. Edgar Hoover, where it became obvious that what makes the world turn in D.C. and in the power structure and institutions of our government and our world is information. J. Edgar Hoover had an extensive dossier on everybody, on everything, all your hidden secrets, things you did not want to be out there. And the Clintons seem to have picked up from that, and you know, because that's the paradigm that is a big part of D.C. Information, and especially rumors and that sort of thing, or leaks, is the currency of the day, and it continues to be. And this is why I think we're going to be hard pressed to really expose it for what it is. We have to know that it does exist, and we need to be able to recognize it when it raises its ugly head, don't we?
No, absolutely. I agree with you. I have an example for you. As I was listening to you talk, it reminds me of something. You know, during the Clinton impeachment process, which, you know, he was impeached, he was indicted, and then, you know, certain parts of the conservative movement at the time started to move forward to remove him from office. And of course the left went crazy. Understandable. And I actually, you know, I gave a little bit of thought to the idea that, you know, I didn't vote for Bill Clinton, but a good portion of the country did, and then now we want to remove him. But I'll tell you what a lot of people don't know. And I believe this, I mean, I can't prove it to you, but I heard it at the time and it made sense to me. One of the reasons they didn't move to remove Bill Clinton from office wasn't because they were listening to the people. It's because the left made it clear to them, okay, you indicted them, but if you try to remove them, we're going to out your secret. They already had their secret.
Right.
You know, that was one of the first things that Clinton did when they got into office was they got the FBI representative at the White House, and he actually wrote his own book. It slips my mind right now. But they got 900 files on conservatives and Republicans and people they considered their enemies. So they started building this dossier a long time ago. The real reason I believe that Bill Clinton wasn't removed from office because the other senators and congressmen at the time that were also having affairs were going to be out. So they had to back off.
Exactly.
That's what I heard at the time, and that's what I believe.
Well, the opposition research is quite prevalent, and again, we saw it quite blatantly after Judge Gorsuch was brought to the nomination process. You know, within minutes, there was, what, a 72-page dossier out in the hands of, you know, the media so that they could counter his narrative.
Yes, you know, it's funny. You know, well, every once in a while you hear somebody from the left go, you know, oh, you know, how many people can we feed with the money we spend on a certain, you know, airplane or weapon system? And then, you know, my counter always is, well, first of all, those planes that we buy for the military, they are feeding a lot of people because they're providing jobs. And two, how many meals could you provide or healthcare could you provide for people with all the money you spend on making up these fake, you know, dossiers on your supposed enemy? Here's the problem with the left is they don't have anything to offer. We saw that with Mrs. Clinton. All she had to offer us was anger. Black Lives Matter is nothing but anger towards law enforcement. Is law enforcement perfect? No, but it's damn close. You know, every day police officers are out there doing the best they can. And what Mrs. Clinton offered was, if you don't like police officers, then I'm with you. And they just, you know, they hammered everybody. There was no hope in her message. It was just hate.
Right. Well, I think it's naive, Gary, to your point, and you know this better than anybody, certainly as much as the police officers out there that are defending us and protecting and serving our local communities like this. Like you say, they're not perfect, but they're pretty darn close when you consider that in their hand, on their hip, is life and death.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you walk around with that kind of responsibility, Boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't get you close to perfection, I don't know what will. I mean, because otherwise you're going to go absolutely tyrannical and the exact opposite. Now we've got the doors of anarchy getting wide open, but that's not their heart, right?
Yeah. Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
Well, Gary Byrne, former Secret Service officer, author of the book Crisis of Character, is with us. We've got more from Gary on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the opportunity, I mean, what do you want to do, huh? I mean, there's so many. Our history is so replete with that kind of courage, and to this day. And so oftentimes, courage just happens. It happens in the moment. Sometimes you don't even see it. Certainly little is reported on it because, you know, the mainstream media and so many things are out there that we're distracted from moments of courage that happen every day. And these are our people. This is America. This is what we do. This is our life. You know, and dare I say, you know, I don't want to be so egotistic and arrogant and self-centered, say it only happens in America. I mean, you look about what's happening in the Middle East, how people are dying there, and the courage that's taking place. We should be encouraged as human beings. We should be joined in this sense in some global concern. Okay, I'm not a globalist, but I do look out and outside of the United States, and I am very concerned at the threats, at the deaths, at the refugee situation. It reminds me, I wasn't alive during that period of time, during World War II, when the Holocaust was going on, but there's some similarities, and it's all very dangerous, and you see how people are just burying their heads and ignoring how people are being murdered around the world. Anyway, I sidetracked for a moment. Forgive me. I don't know why it came out, but it did. And sometimes that's the way it happens. So this is what you get with Bill Martinez. With six, as they say, you get egg rolls. Gary Byrne is with us. He's the author of Crisis of Character, served in federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force Security Police Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal. New York Times best-selling book, Crisis of Character. Gary, when you and I have talked previously about your book and the stories that you cited, your experience with the Clintons, and the deficiency of character in one Hillary Clinton, how she treated people, and you know, whether it was throwing things in her language, and that was quite insulting. You always maintained, and you said, Bill, but you would still take a bullet for the president.
Absolutely.
I mean, you wouldn't give it a second thought. You would, even with all that abuse and everything, your commitment to protect the president of the United States was outstanding and above that.
Well, most everybody that does that job is. There's a few exceptions, which we're where we're headed to. But, if Hillary Clinton had gotten elected and I was still in the uniform division, I would absolutely do my job 100%. That's what the country wants you to do. Mm-hmm. Nobody, regardless of you know, I was only a 1 year old when John Kennedy was assassinated, but I was in my teens when somebody tried to assassinate Reagan. I know what it does to a country. And mm-hmm. and we need people to step up and do the right thing, and I would absolutely. So.
Well, this is brought up in face of the one Secret Service officer out in Colorado, and I can't believe she made the statement. And
right.
Of course, it's amazing to me that she's even still employed, because I just cannot, based on what you shared with me about the fraternal order of the Secret Service. It is such an honored position that you have a code. It's inherent, and you don't even have to talk about it. You just do it. But in the face of that, when you have an outlier like this that says very arrogantly, she wouldn't take a bullet for Donald Trump.
Yeah,
she's still working.
Not only did she post that on her Facebook page, when she was challenged on it, she doubled down and basically said, "I'm with her." So, and this is the thing. Everybody in the Secret Service, agent like her or uniform division officer like myself, knows you never speak publicly when you're on the job, you never speak publicly about your politics. Mm-hmm. We all knew that, you know, with other, you know, when you worked around these people, you knew they had different, you know, beliefs or whatever, your coworkers, but you kept that to yourself, and you never showed any sign that there was any chink in the armor that you would not do the right thing 100% of the time instantly. And this woman did. And the fact that she's still there, I'm shaking my head as we talk. I don't understand.
Yeah, what does that put into motion throughout the Secret Service at large when you have this? Because obviously for her to violate a hardened principle, maybe not written in the standard operating procedure for Secret Service, but it just goes with the job. It's some things you don't have to, it's like you say, they're just so obvious, you don't talk about it. But now you've got somebody out of step, breaking the code, and what does that potentially do to the Secret Service at large to say, well, it must be acceptable because, that's the way the culture speaks, but the Secret Service is not part of the culture. They are, but they're not, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So here's the thing. There actually are guidelines about social media, and she should have never posted her personal opinions like that on social media. And then she doubled down on it. So I called the people that are still there. I made some contacts, and here's what I know. She has a lot of friends in the Secret Service. She's moved up pretty quickly. She's been there about 23 years. She's not just an agent in the field office. She's the special agent in charge of the Denver field office, which means her region, she's in charge of that region. That's wow. Colorado, Kansas, parts of Montana. I mean, she's in charge of a huge area. Almost immediately after she made that statement, the family members of the agents that work under her started a petition for the Secret Service for Congress to remove her from office, from her position.
Exactly.
Because how can you, if you're a young agent, picture this, you're a young agent in that office, and President Trump's coming to town, and you have to go do it in advance, you know, 17 miles out in the forest in Colorado, up and down mountains. You have to go with the local police department to look for the vulnerable points because the president's aircraft is going to fly over that area.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, you know, and you know that your boss doesn't care? You know, what does that do to your mentality, your work mentality, your work ethic?
It drops your guard. Corrosive. Sure. Absolutely.
Right. It's incredibly corrosive.
Right.
And why they're tolerating it, I've got no idea.
Well, this is Kerry O'Grady that we're talking about. The Secret Service, and the fact that she is in this position that heads that whole area and that she still is standing, is beyond comprehension.
It is. And, you know, in all seriousness, if I had been the director at the time, the first thing I would have done was force her to have a physical and make sure there's nothing medically wrong with her.
Right.
You know, and I say that with reason because years ago we had some employees who started showing these weird signs and behavior, and it turned out they actually had brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just coincidental that happened a couple of years apart, two different people. But so that's the first thing I thought of. If you're saying that publicly and you're doubling down, get a physical first. Find out that there's not something wrong with her. And then, you know, they should have at least reduced her to the grade of GS-13. And let her finish her time out somewhere else. And she should not be supervising anybody, especially as a special agent in charge of that region. It's incredible.
Who's her direct boss here, Gary?
She's a special agent in charge, her direct boss would be the deputy director in Washington, D.C. I don't know exactly who it is, but he'd be the deputy director for the western, you know, northwestern region of the country. And then, of course, they report directly to the assistant director and the director.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of thing publicly falls right in the director's lap. Why Joe Clancy didn't react right away and do what common sense would tell you, I don't know. I do know he's a good man. I worked with him for years ago. But he did just announce he's leaving, so I don't know if this was one of the things he's tired of dealing with or it's just time for him to move on. So.
Is the environment, certainly we see it in the culture where political correctness has blinded us on so many issues and we're afraid to stand up and be courageous and stand for those values, those hardened values that, in this case, that have secured the Secret Service and those that, you know, they have the duty to protect. Has this just compromised us? I mean, the divisiveness in our country, this political correctness, is
sure.
This all contributory?
It has. I saw it start years ago. I don't see how it started with the Clintons, but I started working there, you know, right before they got there, and I saw, you know, the Clintons, one of the first things they did when they got in there, and they didn't like, you know, it's hard to get into the White House complex.
Right.
The Secret Service uniform, there's a lot of rules. You know, we just don't let anybody walk in. We're controlling a lot of land, a lot of entrances and exits all at one time. And
exactly.
And they started criticizing us basically how well we were doing our job, and they started using this terminology.
Well, Gary, I'm sorry, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but we will have you back as always. You're always welcome here. The author of Crisis of Character, Gary Byrne.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help.
You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us on this over 280 affiliated syndicated station and network, I should say, and around the world via shortwave. With us is Reverend Samuel Rodriguez. A little background of Pastor Rodriguez. He was born to Puerto Rican parents in the United States in 1969. At age 16, Rodriguez delivered his first sermon and quickly grew to be leading an acclaimed evangelical preacher. In 92, he became an ordained minister in the Assemblies of God denomination. And in 2000, he founded and is currently the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, which is the largest Hispanic Christian organization in the world. Pastor Rodriguez, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Blessed to be with you. Honored to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, the honor is ours. I got to tell you, for the way God's hand has been affected in your life at an early age, and what you've been able to do to bring a conference of this number of influential Hispanic Christian leaders together is a miracle of God, isn't it?
By the grace of God alone, and arguably it may very well be a miracle of God in light of the dynamics, cultural and otherwise, that really impede us from working together. But in the spirit of John 17, it's really an honor and a privilege to serve such a wonderful, thriving community.
Well, if there was ever a time that we needed it, I kind of like what Charles Finley said a long time ago. He says that, revivals happen when they're most needed. I know you and others, myself included, we look upon the horizon and we see a country that is very lost because it's lost its moorings. As the Bible says, he without vision, a people without vision will perish or cast off restraint. And this is, I believe, emblematic, the chaos that exists in America today. is because we have people who have cast off restraint. They're like that balloon that the air is coming out and it's just going pell-mell all over the place. What do you see?
I'm driven. I have sort of what I call a biblical rubric, this sort of prophetic imperative that guides me every single day. Mm-hmm. And it's simple. I could itemize them for you. Number one, today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity.
Right.
It really is. Complacency is tomorrow's captivity. Second, we are what we tolerate. Third, there is no such thing as comfortable Christianity. Four, while, and I respect dispensationalism as it pertains to people's eschatology, but while many people are waiting for Jesus to come down, Jesus is waiting for his church to stand up.
Amen.
And number five, a divided church can never heal a broken nation. So every single day, these five principles guide me.
Mm-hmm.
Guide me. How can I make sure I repudiate every vestige of complacency? How can I live a life of conviction and compassion without sacrificing one to the other? So it's truth and love, not just love,
yes,
but biblical truth and love. And how can I just turn on the light and be light, that's 5:14-16, in a very darkened world? That guides me every single day, and hopefully and prayerfully with integrity, I'll be able to leave something behind for my children and my children's children if the Lord tarries.
Yeah, that's what this is all about, Samuel. You know, I read in the Old Testament oftentimes when the kings were judged by God, and he would say to them that, you know, this is not going to happen in your lifetime, but it will happen in your children's lifetime. And it just kind of goes on from there, you know, pretty quickly into the next sentence. And that always bothered me because I stopped at that time to think, what kind of legacy, what kind of heritage would I want to pass on to my children and grandchildren? And I know that was then, and here's now. But then it shudders. I shudder to think that I would pass on a judgment of God onto the next generation.
Wow. Wow. That's compelling. And it convicts me. If our generation does not rise up and affirm biblical truth, what I would deem as biblical orthodoxy, and elevate the centrality of Christ, you know, what's the legacy? What are we passing on? So it's up to our generation to make sure that we are passing on that the proverbial mantle of truth and love and grace and salvation that can only be found exclusively in the person of Christ.
Well, I think one of the things that are being talked about and bannered about, you got the opinionaires out there trying to understand, but you and I think, have a better idea of what's going on in terms of what happened last November and the turnover in the political process. God once again reminded everyone that he is the one who chooses kings and presidents. And the church came out in record numbers, I believe, to save this institution and to give the great American experiment another shot at it. What do you say?
Oh, without a doubt. This is, again, it transcends politics, right? I have written about the Lamb's agenda. I'm married not to the agenda of the donkey or the elephant, but exclusively to the agenda of the Lamb.
Right.
I'm a Christian first and foremost, a born-again Bible-believing Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But we can never sacrifice truth on the altar of political, cultural, or sexual expediency. And what we have seen in the past few years, if not the past decade, is this incredible, overwhelming spirit of moral relativism and cultural decadence. And to a great degree, we as Christians we've been hiding like Gideon in chapter 6 in the threshing floor of complacency or marginalization. When we are called to shine the light, to break those pictures, just like Gideon, and expose the light of truth. So I do believe this election was critical. We're looking at saving lives in and out of the womb. We're looking at preserving religious liberty. We're looking at preserving my right to preach the gospel of Jesus and for my children to hear the gospel of Jesus preached freely via the conduit of a Supreme Court that will not make biblical preaching hate speech.
Right. Well, Pastor, I know you know Dr. Oz. You're going to be on the show this Friday as part of his special segment along with Devon. And one of the things we had talked about earlier with them was, you know, to your point, is that one of the most recent Gallup surveys indicated that the people, the general market, I'm talking about non-believers here, basically are saying, hey, where's the church? How come the church isn't speaking up on these issues? Well, my first response, knee-jerk, was that you told the church to shut up, that their opinion didn't count. And now because you're lost and running off the ditch, you're saying, hey, we need the church here to get control of the wheel once again, huh?
Right, indeed. Now, there is a well-defined yearning, if not a clarion call,
yes,
for help. like a collective sort of, please help us rescue us. And again, it's the Bible, it's the church, it's the people committed to Christ and the teachings of Christ and the Spirit of Christ and the Word of God that can help save this nation indeed. So I'm grateful for Dr. Oz for providing faith on such an amazingly watched secular television program to provide space to discuss issues of faith and how they impact our lives, our health, our families, our homes, our marriages, our communities. So grateful, and of course, Devon Franklin, he's a rock star.
Yes.
He is light. He is definitely light. I am grateful for his friendship and how God has engaged and used him mightily, even in the Hollywood scene, to shine the light of truth and love.
Exactly. Well, and this has, as you say, been a golden opportunity to expand, as the prayer of Jabez is that we should spread out our tent pegs. And God is spreading out our tent pegs, and the call to the church is, are you ready not to be sitting in the same seat that you've been sitting in every Saturday and Sunday, because we got new people are coming?
Hey, Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. Really, everything's changing, right? It's coming
right.
Full circle. Amazing how the church is reemerging in such a prophetic and beautiful world. Again, it's about repudiating complacency. There is no such thing as comfortable Christianity. It's time to rise up and be light.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I've taken note. I'm going to hold those in my Bible. That is very well said and inspiring. Dr. Rodriguez, or I should say Pastor Rodriguez, is that, it's elements, golden nuggets like this that can only come from the throne room of God. And no doubt you've spent some time there, and God has opened up doors and is showing things, which he says, look at, if you will come to me, I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. And clearly God has shown you some great and mighty things. And I appreciate, number one, your courage, two, your faithfulness, and your God-given talent that you so freely give to the body of Christ.
Well, I'm honored and blessed indeed, and I understand that it's through Christ, in Christ, and for Christ. Every single day I wake up with the fear of the Lord, saying, God, help me be light in this darkened world. And grateful for you and who you are and your light likewise. Together, I still believe, for the glory of Christ, that we could actually change the world.
Amen. Well, I'm in, and I know you're in. And we just need to get more people in, and we'll be faithful to the calling. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, president of America's largest Latino evangelical organization. Have fun on Friday with Dr. Oz. Give Devon a big hug for me, okay?
Will do, my friend. Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friend at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Drop me an email. We love hearing from you. Just keep those cards and letters coming in. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for James Herson. Yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I am especially excited about what you've been investigating here regarding the leak that took down Michael Flynn, not to mention other leaks that I think when people really break this down, there's a lot of there, and they may not like what's being discovered.
No, they may not. You know, it's the big story. The real story. You know, you remember the media has been carrying the water for a fake news story, which the headlines read something like this: Russia hacked our elections.
Mm.
There's no evidence for that. There's it's basically just pure speculation, and yet that seems to be sort of the overriding theme, even about the Michael Flynn case. But the real story lurking behind that is the fact that there have been leaks in violation of federal statute, very serious felonies, and those leaks are by people who appear to be holdovers from the Obama administration. So the Obama administration and people in the Obama administration and the former president himself are implicated in these leaks. You know, it's amazing. It goes back to the summer of 2016. When the Obama Justice Department and the FBI went to what are called FISA courts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's an acronym for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And these are courts that are supposed to issue warrants for wiretaps involving terrorism charges. And yet the FBI went there for that had to do with a server. This is ironic, a server in Trump Tower. And they were seeking a warrant not just for people in the Trump campaign back in June, but for Trump himself.
Exactly.
And the court turned him down, which is also very unusual. And then they went back again and narrowed their application, got one in October. And you look at the president, who essentially did nothing when, you know, Russia invaded Crimea, when Russia propped up Assad, when Russia did all kinds of provocative acts and buzzed our ships and all this. But then all of a sudden, when it was political, it was part of perpetuating this Russia hacked the election theme.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked out 35 diplomats. He closed down two buildings, engaged in what could be viewed as an act of war by someone that they claim is a hothead, Vladimir Putin. In other words, endangering our national security. And so Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador, which presumably was to soothe them and say, hey, look, don't overreact. A new group of guys are coming in.
Right.
What turned out to be a nothing burger, as a matter of fact, surprisingly, National Public Radio, not a source I usually come up with, and CNN both reported that basically Michael Flynn has done nothing wrong, that sources within the FBI say he didn't lie to them, so there's no statute violated. And the so-called Logan Act, most lawyers and judges think of it as an artifact. It was enacted in 1799. There have been zero convictions. And as a matter of fact, the fact that the New York Times said that Obama people were using the Logan Act to wiretap Flynn, that's an indication that it's political.
Without
a doubt. So now President Trump has, in fact, referred this matter to the Justice Department. Who heads the Justice Department? The new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Sessions, right.
Now, he can impanel a grand jury. He can issue subpoenas, take testimony. And you can bet that people like John Brennan, this group of holdovers, are going to be giving testimony to this grand jury. They're going to be responding to subpoenas. And it's going to be led all the way up to the doorway of the former president. And this is not something the media expects or anybody expects, but that happens to be even what the New York Times, if you look at their reports and you kind of analyze them, that's where it heads.
Well, James, I want to know if 18 minutes is missing from that, you know, from those tape recordings. I mean, this, I'm telling you, and unless I'm misreading something, this is Watergate all over again. I mean, look at the timing of this, James. We didn't really push the pedal about the hacking of the Russians playing that narrative. I think, you know, just typical of Obama, he always throws these false flags out there that people chase after, and they step over the real evidence, just like this. They want to talk about Flynn and, you know, the lie and all that stuff, but even Trump said, you guys are missing the big story here. Not that we want to tell you how to do your job, but even Sean Spicer said, you need to look in those leaks. There's more there. When you look at the timeline of this, James, this was a fishing expedition by the President of the United States. This is why the FISA court originally threw it out, as you know. And then they came back and found a way to, you know, kind of squeeze it in there. And I'm sure the FISA court judge had to hold his nose on this one. I don't think that he felt real good signing off on this.
Well, the only reason that he could sleep at night is because it was a routine wiretap of a Russian ambassador, and they tend to be involved in espionage, and so they're routinely wiretapped. They wiretap our diplomats, we wiretap their diplomats, so that's why they were able to get it. But it's the timing that really looks bad, and this, what's called the deep state, this war with the intelligence is continuing. You know, over the weekend, kind of lost, because it was early in the morning, a former CIA officer and a registered Democrat appeared on Fox. His name is Brian Dean Wright. Yes, we have a name. He's not anonymous. And he went on there and said that there are a handful of CIA officers. They are, quote, leftovers from the last administration, some of whom are upset that they didn't get a job in the Hillary Clinton administration, and they are engaged in leaking, and they are engaged in withholding intelligence data from the current administration. And what they are doing is very, very serious criminal activity.
Without a doubt.
And he quoted, by the way, another guy whose name we know, ex-NSA guy, John Schindler. And Schindler has a Twitter account. Here's what he wrote on his Twitter account. Quote, now we go nuclear. Intelligence community war going to new levels. Just got an email from a senior intelligence community friend, which began, quote, he will die in jail, close quote. The he is Donald Trump. And this is a war. This is a soft coup. as some people have called it.
Right.
Jay Sekulow called it that recently.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Linker from TheWeek.com called it weaponized spin.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, it is a federal crime. And here's the difference. We watched for 8 years as Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch acted like hockey goalies, blocking the legal puck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not there.
Right.
Now it's Jeff Sessions. So this is going to lead where it leads, and a lot of things are happening that affect the Democrat Party, and they're going to have protests.
Yeah.
They're going
to doesn't all this stuff have to be expedited though? I mean, because this is a cockroach you can't allow to go running around. I mean, as you know, in D.C., the currency, the accepted currency in D.C. is leaks.
Well,
I mean, if you've got leaks, man, you've got a lot of value.
The most expedited act that we could take is what Rex Tillerson just did at the State Department, where the mainstream press called it a bloodbath, where he got rid of an entire floor of Obama and Clinton holdovers in the State Department. That's going to be done, you know, in the intelligence community to a certain extent. But the best thing they can do in the intelligence community is, you're right, expedite and get some indictments, send a message that this will not be tolerated, that criminal activity will not be tolerated, and get control of the intelligence communities. And look, the head of Homeland Security is a military guy, a general, General Kelly, and he's going to have a say in this.
Mm-hmm.
And the new, the guy who took Flynn's place, McMasters,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is another one of these super tough guys who the criticism of him during his time in the Middle East is that he was too aggressive,
mm-hmm.
that he didn't follow. He at the time, he was working for George W. Bush. He didn't follow the dictates of the Bush administration and kind of went in. And he actually was the inspiration for General Petraeus's strategy that ended up working. This guy is going to be very tough.
Yeah. We're talking
a
surge here.
I think there's going to be, you know, a certain level of house cleaning. The problem is you can't totally bundle up the leaks because of the fact that you have these willing players like David Ignatius at the Washington Post, who's made his career out of contacts that are liberals within the intelligence community. If you don't think there's liberals in the intelligence community, just take a look at John Brennan's background. The appointee of the Obama administration to head the CIA, this guy was worried that the CIA wouldn't take him because he admitted that he voted for the Communist Party. That's how far left he is.
Mm.
He's known for...
Well, James, we're coming right down to the end here, but one really quick second, because I want to be fair and revisit that question I had for you, if it was unfair of me to liken this to Watergate, based on the timeline. Is that unfair?
Well,
Or yet to be determined?
We're looking at the time, we're looking at the early stages of this.
Yeah.
But the crimes, you know, Watergate was a petty burglary during a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is a serious federal felony.
Oh, yeah, this is beyond.
Place before and after the president left office. So I would argue that it starts more serious.
Exactly. All right, very good. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. That's a wrap for James Herson, the one and only. Yes, thank you, James.
Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.